Joshua, this is going to be a lot of fun.
So let's explain and talk a little strategy. I personally am a big fan of zombie movies, so I want to start with The Office Zombie. What are they, and how do I survive them?
Office zombies, very simply, are those coworkers that they'll almost mentally checked out. You can tell. They're just mailing it in. They're going through the motions, but they're just not really, really mentally present.
So sort of stumbling around.
They just stumble around. I remember my very first job I ever had at an office, and I remember walking on the first day to the bathroom and passing this woman who just kind of lurched along the hallway, looked just like a zombie. And she brushed me by me and actually made physical contact with my arm and didn't even seem to notice. And I said to her, hello, and she just kept on going. And that was true for my entire working experience with her. It was like she wasn't really mentally present at work. And the challenge with office zombies is if you see one at work, they're never alone. You're always going to see a lot.
Yeah, how do you survive them?
So the best thing you can do is find your own little pocket of resistance. Find those coworkers that are really committed to the place and getting stuff done, and try and work with them as much as you can. And physically remove yourself from the zombies as much as possible. Long term, you probably need to find an exit strategy. Because the thing about zombies, as we see from the movies, they like brains. And they tend to reproduce by taking other people's brains.
Well, let's talk about another one. What about workplace werewolves? What is my silver bullet for them?
Those are those folks that are really unstable at work. One moment, they're very professional and very good at what they do and seem to hold good conversations. The next minute, they just lose it. So if you've got individuals like that, two things you can do. Know what brings them into the werewolf mood. What's their equivalent of a full moon? What sets them off? And do your very best to either avoid them during those times or during those events. Second one, never report to a workplace werewolf. You never want them to be your boss because it's difficult for you to manage that when at any moment they could flip out and have a new demand on you. If you happen to report to them, do a very proactive job and aggressive job at trying to find another boss. But you really can't stop them from being a werewolf. All you can do is try to avoid them when the moon comes out.
Can you turn into these by being around them?
You can. You absolutely can. I think it's true for our zombies. It can even be true for our werewolves. One of the main strategies is you've got to be just really good at setting boundaries. Keep a healthy distance so you don't get kind of wrapped up into whatever dysfunction they're exhibiting.
I've been talking with our workplace and career expert and apparently our resident Van Helsing. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Joshua, looking forward to next week. Because